$1.75 an hour right now.
We decided to do a Save the Yuppie concert. But we had to find a cool city to do it roll, play again. Suddenly, bloody suddenly.
Sunday, glory, Sunday.
feeling, you know I'm dancing on the ceiling. I control, everything's under control. I like my rock and roll when it's out of control. It's a telephone. As I say, we're raising money for the business sector here because they're a little short this week. And that's why I'm wearing the hat, because of course I'll be passing it around later. Our phones have been jammed. We got some guy sent in his suit, his three-piece suit, and his briefcase. So, you know, really, any offers, any exciting bits and pieces that you may have brought with you in your briefcase, we'd really appreciate if you just send them along there. God bless you. Speaking of God, this is a song he wrote with Curtis Mayfield. Did you not know all the best songs were co-written with God?
He's dead.
People get ready. There's a train coming, picking up passengers, coast to coast. Faith is the key. It opens doors and borders. You don't need no ticket. You just get on board.
Thank you.
verses if I'm gonna complete this song. A photograph of you looking like that. You want to take a shit picture, might as well let me do it. Still broken, bent out of shape. I was naked in the clothes you made. Lips are dry.
To live down to. We're very serious about our music and ourselves, and
yeah, sure.
In fact, we're the sort of band that really shouldn't play San Francisco at all. The truth of it is, San Francisco is too cool a town to let a band come in and take itself too seriously. And yet, I fear, we must. These are difficult times we're all living in. And you need a rock and roll band that tells you that. Put in the shit house a shotgun. Praying hands hold me down. Only the hunter was hunting in this tin can town. Tin can town. No stars in the black night. Looks like the sky flow down. No sun in the daylight. Looks like it. Chained to the ground, chained to the ground. One sound, the exit of soul. If you want a way out, silver and silver and gold. Go back to the ceiling, broken nose to the floor. I'll scream in the silence.
hotel room in New York City. Right about the time a friend of ours called Little Steven put together a record of artists against apartheid. Song written about a man at the point of no return, at the point where he's ready to take up arms against those that would deny him and the majority of black South Africans a right to their future. And this man in a shanty town outside of Johannesburg has had enough of looking down the gun barrel of white South Africa. He's ready, but he still waits. He waits for the West, the supposed peacemakers, while they argue about sanctions, while they fail to support a man like Bishop Tutu and his call for common sense, because this is all to do with silver and gold. That's what brought the white South African man there in the first place, as he dug the diamonds in the earth, the rich mineral deposits of South Africa. He was there for the silver and gold, and that's what would get him out of there. Had enough? I do go on a bit, but however, always got a man beside me here who likes to play the blues. You'd wear a hat like me. This is a song Charlie Manson stole from the Beatles. We stole it back.
Tell me.
much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now those days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I change my mind and open up the door. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Help me, help me, yeah. Same time tomorrow, and
I was a kid. Thank you, city. Thank you, Bill Burns. Thanks to Cops. Took your